Manager's Log, Wednesday, March 22nd, 2017. We held the primary election of the Hoopavetta Tribe yesterday. Congratulations to the incumbents that were on the ballot. They all won by a majority vote of the turnout. 790 Hoopavetta Tribal members voted in this election. 1,690 members were eligible to vote. That equals just about 48% turnout, maybe 49%. With 790, a person needed 396 votes to win by the majority plus one in this primary election. Ryan Jackson, Oscar Tyke Billings, and Leilani Pohl did so. Congratulations to them. And congratulations to Leonard Matson and Marjorie Colgrove and Edward Geyer II and Benjamin Brennan, as those four individuals will be in the general election of the Hoopavetta Tribe. And thank you very much for everyone, all 18 people who put their names on the ballot for seats on the Hoopavetta Tribal Council. It takes a commitment to do that, and it takes a commitment to serve on the council. So thank you all very much. We'll be designing a general election campaign. Since we have four people, we'll probably go pretty quick. Open up opportunities also for those candidates who won in the primary election. This is a community radio station licensed to the Hoopavetta Tribal membership, and it's open to all members to talk about your plans. It's open. Just want to make sure you know that. So that it's still the low turnout. 48% of the people came out to vote. We have a structure, we have an election ordinance, and it specifies the place, the time to vote. But what if we change that? What if one day is not enough? Yeah, we only have 1,690 people to vote, but what if we made it more convenient and still maintained the ethical standards that would be required to have a fair and open election? What if we had 2 days? What if we shifted the hours so that people could vote? And, what if we shifted the how? There's all kinds of things we could do. We just have to sit down and think about it. That's another change. I talked about terms of office yesterday. Well, election days could also be different too. Just a matter of making up our mind and figuring out, well, what would be the benefit of doing that? And what would be the drawbacks of doing that? Those are two of the important things to consider. So think about that. Thanks for listening.